Ring around the rosy, a poppy full of posy, ashes, ashes. A sneaky little rat I see. Come out, little rat. Or else I must have to have your bones for dinner. Oh, I see. A vampire. Well, hello, little vampire. It's nice to see you again. What are you doing at this witching hour? You were hunting. Since when did you hunt? You look confused, little vampire. Did you forget this isn't our first time meeting? Ding ding ding! Yes, I am that one wicked little witch. Surprised to see me, little vampire? What do I want this time? Oh, nothing. I don't really want anything, I swear. I'm just an innocent little witch of the forest. Did you really just threaten me? That was your first mistake, little vampire. I was responsible for the deaths of your brothers and sisters? Oh, them. They were in my little way, vampire. Yes, in the way. Between you and me. You don't understand, do you? Huh. I guess my message was too unclear. No matter. Well, little vampire, it seems like you need a little reminder. Do you remember those heads I left at your doorstep? They were a little gift from me, dear vampire. My, my, such harsh words. Maybe I should twist your tongue so only sweet nothings from out of that little tongue instead. Well, isn't it obvious? I don't know why you would ask me why I'll be doing this when it's pretty clear. I love you, little vampire. Don't believe me? Aw, come on, little vampire. Sure you didn't think I was capable of feeling things like love. I am human after all, so feelings are a natural course. Although, I just happen to be the one infamous witch of this forest that you roam in. I've been watching you, you know. Everything from your little clan get-togethers and the cute little hideous plans to get rid of my coven and the hideouts. It's so very cute. Too bad I've been keeping such a good eye on you. No vampires noticed before it was too late. I honestly was debating to get my sisters and I to slaughter all of you rats. But you caught my eye. You honestly stood out from the rest. That's because you're not a pure-blooded vampire, are you? You were once a human, weren't you? You were nearly turned. How did I know? Oh, I took a quick little peek is all. We happened to go to the same school together a couple of years back. Remember? The girl in the back of your class that doesn't say a word and is named Ray? Surprise, surprise, love. And I just happen to really, really love you. That getting rid of those vampires was just to help me get to you without a target on my back. Do you want to know why I'm out here on this lovely night. It's defiling to get to you, so no one can be in my way between our fated relationship. The stars aligned with us, so it must mean we are fated. I promise, I won't curse you, yet. I might curse you with a love spell, who knows? If I'm feeling nice, I might just tie you up and throw you down myself. You'll kill me? Oh, go ahead, love. If your body can move, that is. Must be wondering why you can't, though, right? It's because of the little incense of burning near some of these trees. They tend to give, well, some vampire paralysis. Oh, poor little vampire. It'll be okay. I promise. I'll be gentle. Unless you give me reasons to.